This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Paid parking requirements in the downtown Eau Claire area officially went into effect over the weekend. The paid hourly parking requirements will be in effect from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays. The Eau Claire City Council also approved a few amendments to the original ordinance, hoping to provide some relief for residents during busier times at the City Hall parking lot. Under those amendments, paid parking requirements will be lifted during public meetings at City Hall to prevent residents from being discouraged to attend those meetings. The city has also established 28 designated quick stop parking spaces where residents can park for up to 15 minutes at no charge. The changes come as city officials seek to increase revenue amid a projected budget deficit for 2027. During the first few weeks of enforcement, city parking officials will also issue printed warnings to violators instead of fines to allow them some time to adjust to the new system. Residents can pay for their parking online through the Passport Parking app or at the various paid parking kiosks now located throughout the downtown area. Eau Claire County officials say the funding they received through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Local Small Structures Improvement Program will be used to replace the bridge carrying Highway H over McGaver Creek near Fairchild. According to County Administrator John Johnson, work on the replacement project is scheduled to begin next spring and wrap up by the end of next summer. The county received over $460,000 in state funding for the project, which will cover about 90% of the full cost. Downtown Menominee officials are hoping to get families out and exploring the area with a scavenger hunt this month. In partnership with Dragon Tales Books, the organization will hold a downtown dragon hunt throughout August. Green dragons have been hidden throughout 50 local businesses in the area, with prizes like Downtown Dollars gift certificates available for anyone who finds enough of them. The goal is to give families a reason to check out as many local businesses as they can before returning their downtown dragon hunt entry forms by August 31st. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A massive search is still going on in Door County for a pair of kayakers who've been missing since Saturday evening. Authorities say the two 20-year-olds went missing after heading out on the water without life jackets near Washington Island. Multiple agencies searched late into the night Saturday and started again at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. The two still haven't been found. Authorities are asking the public to keep an eye out for the two. They're described as a 20-year-old man with brown hair, just under 6 feet tall, about 195 pounds, and a small woman of the same age, just over 5 feet tall and less than 100 pounds. A new report says Ben Wickler, the former head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, is exploring a 2028 Senate run that could put him against Republican Ron Johnson. According to NBC News, Wickler has been in discussions about a campaign, and some Democrats see his current book tour as a way to build name recognition across the state. During his time as party chair, he focused on grassroots organizing and helped Democrats win statewide races and reshape the legislature through new maps. Johnson, who faces re-election in 2028, has said he'd prefer not to run again, but hasn't made a final decision. Work starts later this year on Wisconsin Dells Parkway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crews will begin in September to reconstruct the stretch of parkway between Highway 13 and East Adams Street. The project includes pavement, curb, gutter replacements, as well as improvements to the shared-use path on the west side. Off-road work began earlier this summer. The project is set to be completed in the spring of 2029. Buildings at UW-Madison closed due to cooling issues are expected to reopen August 10th. The school shut down more than two dozen buildings at the end of June because of a broken chilled water line, leaving the facilities with little or no air conditioning. UW-Madison has been using temporary chillers to keep some buildings cool, but those will be removed once they're no longer needed. An Eau Claire man charged with having a gun on school grounds has recently entered pleas in court. A criminal complaint shows Andrew Shishuga went to Putnam Heights Elementary School and would not leave for 5 minutes after ringing the doorbell. Law enforcement said Shishuga applied for a job and was upset he wasn't hired. He was arrested on multiple charges. He has since pleaded not guilty on all counts and remains in custody on a $10,000 cash bond. A name synonymous with cheese in Wisconsin is taking a dip into a new product line from the West Coast. Family-owned Sargento Foods, based in Sheboygan County, is acquiring La Terrafina, a California company known for its premium dairy-based dips, spreads, and quiches. The sale is expected to go through in September. The 2026 Wisconsin State Fair is set to celebrate a historic 175-year tradition, anticipating more than 1 million visitors during its 11-day event, August 6th through the 16th. Held at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Dallas, the fair continues its mission to celebrate agriculture and local industries through family-friendly educational experiences. The Bank 5-9 main stage will host an exciting lineup of performers throughout the fair. The schedule kicks off with Hairball performing an 80s rock tribute on August 6th, followed by rap superstar Nelly on August 7th. Country music fans can look forward to Bailey Zimmerman with Chandler Walters on August 8th and a powerhouse performance from Wynonna Judd and Melissa Etheridge on August 9th. A few new fair foods on the menu this year: a Bayou Crunch Cup with alligator nuggets and a whole crawfish on top, bourbon deep-fried pecan pie, and a bugged-out frozen cheesecake on a stick dipped in chocolate and loaded with crunchy crickets and worms. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a four-game series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates in Milwaukee. A rough day yesterday for Jacob Mizorowski. Despite only allowing two hits in six innings, the Miz gave up a two-run homer as the Angels beat the Crew yesterday 3-0.
I threw a pitch that I wanted and put in a great spot, a ball off the zone, and dude hit it.
Today is the trading deadline. The Mets sent former Brewer Freddie Peralta to the Tampa Bay Rays. NFL, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft is back at practice after a torn ACL 9 months ago. Jordan Love on the NFL Network.
I love him. He's a dog. You know, he's been doing nothing but great things. And I think for the whole O-line in general, just being able to get guys solidified, get guys back healthy. Obviously, Jordan Morgan going at left tackle, getting Zach Tom back healthy at right tackle. So, you know, I'm very excited. And it just comes down to being able to build consistency in that group and stay healthy.
From the Packers training camp with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid 60s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.